Lunch? Good? Thank you. Welcome to the session. And we'll be talking about Windows 10 Makes the Reality. My name is Ming Fei, and I work in Redmond as a product manager in Makes Reality Group, and especially that I work on tracking technology, which used by HoloLens and also potentially any other VR partner that we will be having. Because this session is recorded, that's why I will be speaking in English. However, I will translate some of the key points in Chinese. 大家好.
Good afternoon, everyone. As the session is going to be recorded and placed online, I'm going to give my presentation in English. However, for some of the key points, I'm going to provide you with my Chinese interpretation. My name is Mingfan Yan. I come from Seattle, and I'm a senior program manager of mixed reality, more specifically, the position tracking or location tracking of the virtual.
So now let's get started. I believe you guys have heard a lot about Windows 10 Mixed Reality platform. Really, we want to enable a world where physical and digital are combined. So in terms of today's session, we will first talk a little bit on, you know, what kind of user experience you will be expecting on Windows 10 Mixed Reality. And then we will go into detail to talk about what type of content we're going to provide to the consumers when they first plug in HMD onto their computer. And then we will go in deeper to talk about hardware ecosystem diversity. We support different type of tracking technology on the platform, and we will go into deeper to talk about what are the technology choice that we made, the technology that we built into HoloLens, and also we are offering to our partners. And I will give you guys a demo as well for our tracking technology. And then we will talk about building PC hardware guidance. So what kind of PC you can provide to consumers. And then we will end the session with conclusions and call to actions. Windows 10 makes the reality. We have talked a lot during the keynote. Really, regardless it is augmented reality, AR, or virtual reality, VR, we put them into the same bucket, and we call it mixed reality. Regardless it is AR or VR, we deeply believe mixed reality is going to dramatically improve how people enjoy content and how people perceive the world. And that's why Microsoft is doubling down on the investment for mixed reality. And we want to bring mixed reality onto Windows 10 platform. Today, we support Microsoft's first-party mixed reality device, HoloLens. But in the future, we are going to support all kinds of VR high-mount display hardware. Talking about user experience, building on top of the familiar Windows user experience, we customize the system to tailor and target for virtual world so that people can interact with applications natively in the virtual environment. Talking about applications, tapping onto the largest catalog of applications, Microsoft is investing and will build more consumer and commercial applications tailored for mixed reality. And lastly, 3D image and 360 videos. With mixed reality, people are no longer limited to only interact with 2D applications. We want to get you guys prepared to interact with 3D. If you follow Microsoft news closely, last month in New York, we announced that we reinvent MS Paint, which could help people to create 3D content so that they can interact with 3D content in the virtual reality. And these are all the investment and directions that we are putting in to make mixed reality available on Windows 10. And we believe mixed reality is not only for hardcore gamers. Mixed reality is for everyone. And Windows 10 will be the leading platform that enables mixed reality capable devices by providing a single and consistent user experience. by giving consumers the widest variety of content, by enabling the technology to track the head-mount display closely, and also by giving people a broad variety of hardware offerings for both consumers and developers.
这个幻灯片呢，我会着重的解释一下，因为我觉得这是本场最重要。I'm going to repeat this slide because it's so important. So for Microsoft, be it AR, augmented reality, or VR, virtual reality, we all put them into the bracket of mixed reality, and that is a very important direction for Microsoft, and that's why we want to bring it to the Windows 10 platform. What we can do is that we can provide our users with a consistent experience, and we're going to provide them with more apps and content, and we're going to support the tracking technology of headset, and we're going to provide the developers and consumers with more choices, be it the hardware headset or the PC peripherals.
Now let's break down each point, and I will talk further about each point that I just described. Firstly, a single and consistent user experience. The experience starts when the moment you bought a piece of HMD device back home and you plug into PC. And we provide this effortless setup experience starting from the system will check, you know, whether this PC meets the requirement to run the HMD. And if you pass the check, depends on, you know, what type of devices you attach to the system, will automatically install driver for you. So this graphic is just for demonstration purpose that, you know, you could be having a HMD and you could have a controller or maybe set up cameras. The key point is consumer don't need to worry. They just need to plug in and we will install all the drivers to make sure things run successfully. And after that, we will prompt you to set up your active space, your playground. So we all know that when you set up VR devices at home, when you, you know, jump around in the game, you might be stepping on the furniture, you may fall off. That's the thing we try to avoid. And depends on the device that you might be using. If you're using Microsoft's tracking technology, it could be just as easy as you walk around the room, and you can establish your safety zone so that people can feel confident and comfortable to play within the area. And depends on, of course, the device that you're using, there might be a few more steps to customize your experience, such as do you want to enable Cortana voice input, for instance. But the end goal is that within a few minutes, we want your consumer to be very confident to get this HMD up and running on Windows. And as hardware provider, you don't need to worry about all of this. So after installing the device and make it up and running correctly, this is the experience user will see. If you guys remember in the morning during the keynote demo, when I put on the head mount display, immediately I am in the virtual world, right? I could be able to put a browser on the left side of the wall, and I would be able to put like a calendar and email on the right side in my workspace. So really, we believe you can easily remember things where they matters. Like if you close your eye, you can pretty much remember anything you put in your house. Like pretty much, not keys most of the time, but you can remember. So we believe that location associates with memory really easily. And that's why we believe in the next mixed reality world, space will be the interface. And also, we support multitasking app. And Windows 10 is pretty much the only system that supports multitasking app. And you could be able to, you know, sit, you know, right in front of your working desk and to have an email application and a browser application running side by side so that you can search content while reading email. And we support this type of experience. And after, you know, seeing the virtual world and you start interacting with content, first of all, we want to make sure on this platform, the user's movement is tracking correctly. And I have a specific section to talk about, you know, what type of tracking technology we support. And we want the user to feel comfortable and confident. So basically, you know, if I'm playing a game, I don't need to worry that I might, you know, hit a furniture or something. Whenever I step out of the safety zone, the system will warn you and tell you, you know, you're out of the safety zone and please come back. And also, we're aiming to provide improved portability. So what do I mean by that is today, if you wear a head-mount display, yes, it's attached with a wire through the PC. But in the future, with the improved mobility of PC, or, you know, those things can go wireless, that people can actually move from room to room. And by that time, they should having another very easy setup experience by rescanning the room, reestablish the play zone. And that's pretty much the experience I wanted to give you guys, starting from plugging in the HMD to you see the virtual world to, you know, use your application and to the step that you can, you know, start to play in your own room.
I'm going to recap in Chinese. So if our customer purchases such a headset and plug it in, the sort of user experience our platform can provide. So we have this installation, which is quick and easy. So we can detect your hardware requirements, and we're going to install the driver for you. And we very much hope that the installation of the headset can be done within a few minutes, quick and easy. And also, the new interface will be a completely virtual world, as I gave in the demo during the keynote speech this morning. For example, I can place email calendar on the working table, or I can hang a browser on the wall in the virtual room, and you can walk around, access different apps. How to put it? I think it's very easy to memorize the user experience. And what we want to achieve that once you wear the headset, you won't be able to see the physical world. So we want to establish a comfort zone or a safety zone so that the consumers can be fully immersed in their virtual world experience without worrying about their personal safety. And for our hardware partner, they don't need to bother themselves, think about all this experience. So we have all this taken care of for you. So all you need to do is concentrate on the development of hardware.
Talking about, you know, after talking about the experience for setup, let's talk a little bit about mixed reality content. So we believe for mixed reality, that by the next creator update, we are going to support all the universal Windows app, and we are moving that onto mixed reality platform. So basically, you know, from the beginning, we will have the world's largest catalog of contents. And we will have a new movie and TV catalog that we're hoping to become consumers' one-stop shop for 360 video. And also, as Alex announced in the keynote, that Edge browser will also come with web VR support to give a developer a great way to developing VR content into the browser as well. And also, not only Windows-specific app, we are porting over some of the HoloLens app as well onto the platform, such as HoloTour. And also, we are building Microsoft first-party content as well in the store. And lastly, not only consumer applications, we will bring more work and productivity applications, such as communication apps, Skype, education apps, or, as I mentioned earlier on, 3D viewing and editing applications. So in terms of the store experience, if you already have an account on Windows, you can continually logging in with that account to purchase mixed reality applications. The store experience will continue to be personalized for you because we know what type of applications you may like. And also, if you have HMD on, like say I put it on and I go into the store, then only the curated MR content will show up because we know you're inside of your HMD. And also, installing the content would be the same experience as before. And also, we will provide things like search and filter for users to easily find the content that they will be interested in. And lastly, before people buy content, we also give content publisher a chance to give you a 3D view of, you know, what the app might look like before the consumer giving a purchase option decision. And now let's talk a little bit on the broad diversity of hardware in terms of the HMD that might support on the platform. So we believe with mixed reality, we could enable a wide range of VR experiences, but we think each of them comes with a cost and benefit. Like, for instance, if you are having, high resolution, high refresh rate, and, you know, better panel type, overall, you will give a better, you know, VR or MR experience, but you need to pay a cost for that higher fidelity of HMD. And in terms of audio, integrated headphones definitely bring convenience to consumers. But you need to think about the design in terms of, you know, what type of jack you want to put in and where you put the jack. Speech. In order to enable the best Cortana experience or a See It, Say It experience, we highly recommend you design integrated mic array onto the high mount display. But if you are looking for a cheaper solution, of course, you can just use a boom mic. And also data connectivity and display connectivity, both are very, very important for, you know, providing a great and smooth experience to the user. And but of course, it comes with a higher price point if you're using things like supporting USB 3 or HDMI 2.0 or a display port. Cable is another thing drive up cost, simply, you know, between a single cable or multiple cables. And lastly, the controller. As we all know, $3 or $6 controller provides more engaging experience, but it comes with a higher pricing point than a game controller. So at the end of the day, as OEMs, you just need to consider what are going out in and out of the HMD and what is going through the PC. And in terms of input diversity, we celebrate a variety of input, and we want to give a consistent and similar experience to not only the consumers, but all the developers when they're developing app, that they only need to take care of one type of input, and we will provide SDKs for them to easily interact with the applications. So besides the keyboard and mouse over there you guys are familiar with, we also will support a game controller or even better, the 6-off or 3-off motion tracked controllers. And also audio. We believe that audio would be in the future will be more and more used by the consumer as the most native way to communicate with the virtual world. And we'll build in Shell and UWP support in terms of see it, you can say it. For instance, we will prompt the user to say select it. If by saying it, they will select certain things. So those things support are building into the platform. And one last important thing is that the platform supports seamless input switching. Basically, a user, if they're using keyboard and halfway they're using their controller, our platform is handling the switching. And we will just gather the input and then send back to the applications. So we take care of those things between PC and HMD. So next is language support. We will offer language support in 9 different languages and regions. And there are including Germany, France, English, Chinese and Japanese, and also basically different variations of English. Cortana with voice support built in, and also there will be more language support planned for holiday season 2017, so basically end of next year. So now we will move on to talk about what kind of tracking technology we support on the platform. The reason we want to talk about tracking is because we see that as part of user experience as well. So I don't know how many of you guys, you know, ever feel motion sickness in the, you know, VR devices. Anyone? Motion sickness?
So anyone has experienced motion sickness? You can, okay. So in this part, I'll be talking about our helmet tracking technology because we think that this kind of technology is part of the experience, user experience, and that is also very important because if we cannot clearly track your movements, we cannot control how you feel when you turn your head sideways, and that may cause you to feel sick, and then the users, the consumers will just give it up. So we want also to build in this technology onto our platform so that we can offer our consumers a better experience.
So now, let me continue and talk about tracking technology. And we believe, I need to tell you guys what we choose in terms of the technology by telling you guys a little bit of history that how this industry progressed. Tracking actually started with 6DoF tracking. So what do I mean by 6DoF? So 6DoF stands for 6 degree of freedom, which the first 3 dimension is position. So X, Y, Z dimension, that how I move in the space. So I can say I step forward, so I'm moving in one of the axes. And then the device should know that I actually traveled this far so that I could be able to see, like say, this person in front of me a lot clearer than when I step back. So that's how the, through the HMD, the way how you, you know, move your head along with your body, we know the positional change as 3 dimensions. And then the next 3 dimensions is orientational, which means as a consumer, I without moving my body, I can turn my head in another 3 dimension. And the head-mount display should understand that I'm actually turning my head differently. So if I'm seeing something, I should be able to see something pan over on this side because I turn my head. So we believe both 6 degree of freedom tracking simulates the way how people observe in the real environment. So basically, I can walk around, I can move my head around, and I should be able to see you guys differently from different angle. And that's similar to when I put up my head mount display. When I turn my head differently or when I walk around, I should be able to see the scene as if I walk around in the real life. And if the results is close enough, then people won't get motion sickness because that's just how we live our life every single day, and we're so familiar with it.
I want to recap this slide because I think this is a very important technology that we want to focus on. For VR, for MR industry, many years ago when it first got started, the industry would chose 6DoF helmet tracking. By 6DoF, I mean you have the 3D XYZ axis, and you can move in that space. If I step forward, I will be able to take a closer look at this gentleman in front of me. And the other 3 degree would be for my head. If I turn upward, I will see the ceiling. If I turn right, I will see the audience on my right. So all this 6 degree mobility tracking is important, because this would be very similar or the exact kind of experience when you are experiencing without the helmet. So if I'm wearing this head-mounted display, I can the virtual visuals would be the same as if I am not wearing it, then the virtual reality would be very similar or exact to the reality. So if the helmet can do a very exact or precise tracking, the latency will not be high, and the consumers will have a very good experience with the virtual reality.
So continue on the history that though the industry chose 6DoF, 50 years ago, that's the device we provide, in the university labs and in the research institute. And there's no fun, right? Because it's so cumbersome and you want to wear, you need to wear those things and set up. At least I don't want to be on that machine, on the right side. However, we can't get better back in 50 years ago. And that's why the industry reflect a bit and then went to a different direction. People started to build this cheaper version of 3DoF tracking, which means it can only track my rotation. It can't track my position. So if I step forward, I wouldn't be able to see the scene clearer. So this type of technology is a lot cheaper because it doesn't need, you can use your existing devices, and also it's just a lot cheaper for tracking purpose. And but the experience is not good enough because, you can't do a lot of very engaging game in a cardboard type of solution. And for the recent years, there are more technology emerging, which come back to 6DoF tracking, because that's certainly the way how industry, think that the technology should go. But the technology is either you need to change your room somehow or, set up cameras to track yourself. It's a better solution, but still not perfect, because at least for me, I'm not a fan of, drilling holes on the wall or setting up things. And plus, if I move out of my room, I need to do the setup over again. And that's why we come out with something we call inside-out tracking. And that's also the technology that we are offering to our HMD partners as well if they're building a VR devices. So this technology is also used in HoloLens that you don't need any setup, and you can just feel free to move in the room. And the trick is that there are two things are built in the HMD to enable that experience. So the first one is camera. So camera on the HMD facing out to the environment and will take photos of the environment at different frequency. That's the way for us to basically observe the environment you are in and simultaneously tracking where you are. So if you guys are familiar with technology such as SLAM, that simultaneous localization and mapping, that's the same technology we're using to simultaneously mapping your surrounding and also track your position in the room. And the same technology is used for like self-car driving or robotic. It's pretty mature right now in the industry. And we also have the inertial, we also use the inertial measurement unit on the head mount display to track the orientation of the head. And with both frame data and MU data input from the HMD, we feed them onto Windows platform as what we call sensor fusion. So this was initially running a HoloLens when we built HoloLens for tracking. And this basically used to cook the post data, what we call the 6DoF transformation. So by getting in data from HMD, we could calculate the 6 degree of freedom that the user is having right now. And after that, the data is feeding back to the application so developer can use it, and also for display rendering. And we also have optimization on the rendering part as well. People can actually see the scene smoother so that they get a more comfortable experience. 这个幻灯片呢，我会着重解释一下。
Again, I will recap this slide, which is also very important. This tracking technology is used in our HoloLens, and this will also be provided to our HMD OEMs. We call this technology the inside-out tracking technology. Basically, we need a built-in camera, which will take pictures of your environment. And then with these pictures, we will have visual recognition to track your location in that room. While at the same time, we will build a model, a mapping modeling of your position in that room. And that technology actually SLAM, which is already sophisticated, widely used in driverless cars, etc. So we will also, together with MU data, MU will detect the degree of the mobility of your helmet. We use both frame and MU data, and when we put them onto the platform, we will give you an algorithm and will tell you the helmet, the headset, your six-stop information, so that that information can be input to your users so they can have a different displays of different scenarios. So in terms of the display, we have also some optimization so that there is a smoother display.
So now let's show you guys a demo. It's a very simple demo that I'll be using HoloLens, but it's the same tracking technology that we implement on the platform and where we are going to bring to the VR devices. 现在呢，我会给大家演示一下一个。Now
I'm going to give you a simple demo. I'm using HoloLens. We will provide the same kind of tracking technology onto the platform so that our VR OEMs can make use of it.
So now what you're... Okay, cool. So let me just first start my whole lens. I think it's sleeping now. Okay, so now what you're looking at is a what we call WebB. So if you get a HoloLens, you will be able to just display that I'm wired up now from localhost, but I can easily do by connecting through IP. And what I'm going to do is very simple. So I'm going to put a hologram in the space. So let me see. Okay, let me show you guys what I'm looking at now. Okay, so I'm actually showing you guys a... So I'm actually putting a hologram in the space, as you can see. And what I'm going to do is to use this Xiaobai, if you remember that from the keynote, to do a six-stop demo. So right now, I am looking at the dog straight, and you can tell. So there is a slightly latency because the recording is done on the PV camera on the whole lens. So there's a time for recording and also the time on the wire. So it will be 2 seconds once the demo show up. But there is no latency on tracking. So I can rotate my head this way, and you will see that the tracking immediately responded that, you know, forgive me on the display latency. And also, if I do the other way, you can see that the dog tilted the other way. So that's trade-off tracking in terms of rotation of the head. And as a user, I can also walk around the dog, for instance, like I'm looking at the side of the dog, and I can actually see a positional tracking as well. So as if the dog is like living in the space. And you won't feel dizzy or anything because the dog is, you know, as if it is living as the real object, as the way you're observing it. So,
I'll translate myself. There is a slight latency because there's a camera here. There's a latency between the recording of the camera and the wiring, which is attached to the computer. But what I want really to show you is that, firstly, when I look at this holograph, it can actually track my 3-degree movement. If I tilt my helmet, you can see what I'm seeing, and this tracking is simultaneous, and this latency is resulted from the wiring. And if I walk this way to the side way of the holograph, you can see the tracking reflected my movement. So this tracking technology, actually we spend about 5 years on HoloLens. We think this is a very important feature for consumer experience.
So I hope I sort of bring out the value of inside-out tracking for you guys. So first of all, you notice I don't have any camera outside to track my movements. So we want to have this frictionless setup that you don't need to, you know, have external stuff. And by using the head mount display, you would be able to get the perfect tracking. And also word scale, which means if I'm no longer bounded by that tracking camera in the room, then I can feel free to move around. Of course, provides the mobility of PC that if you are tying to a laptop or, you know, higher compute mobile devices, then you can pretty much move around. And also, the other thing I want to emphasize is that we are the only tracking technology that has spatial awareness, which means I actually understand the map of this room when I use my devices. So it has a lot of potential, right? Because you understand the user's environment so that imagine in different room, you can give user different virtual world experience. So it definitely unlocks a lot of potentials. So now let's move on to the last section, which is PC hardware guidance. What kind of PC hardware that we think can support Windows 10 Mixed Reality experience? So with mixed reality, we believe we provide a wide variety of VR experience with different pricing points. And we can give consumer the choice they never have before. And also, we think the, you know, premium, the mixed reality content, the power of PC, and also the fidelity of HMD all have a cause and impact on the overall end of VR experience. And if you are just someone that playing casual game, we don't want you to pay a premium price for high-end PCs. And we believe mixed reality is for everyone. And that's why, thanks to our partnership with Intel and AMD, by holiday season 2017, the consumers would be able to run mixed reality experience on the mainstream PC. By using the minimum spec we are providing here, which is Intel Core 5 7th generation, the integrated graphic Intel HD 620, and also 8 GB dual channel RAM, we should be able to, the consumer should be able to enjoy a great MR experience. Oh, sorry. And however, if you are a, you know, hardcore gamer and you want a smoother experience, you might need to up your PC hardware spec, starting from using maybe discrete graphics with higher data connection, better CPU performance and more memories so that the game can run smoothly. And there are two things also requires higher PC performance. So one is if you are using a, you know, higher resolution, higher refresh rate display, HMD, you need a higher PC to graphic to power it. And if you are also running on using like premium game, like first person game experience, then you will need to using a better performance hardware as well.
These slides, I just want to show you, we believe that MR experience is providing to everyone, not just a hardcore gamer. For the average player, if you want to enjoy 360 video or small games, you can easily find PC hardware available in the market. At the end of 2017, we think we are going to witness more and more consumers to procure this MR helmet. Then our minimum PC computer requirements is integrated graphics and dual channel. And we are discussing with AMD how could we bring and integrate MR to their hardware. But to the hardcore player, we hope they can acquire a better and more appropriate PC to upgrade their CPU and the data plan and RAM and so on and so forth.
So this is for the next update, what we call Creator Update next year. And that's the requirement that we think a PC OEM, if you want to, you know, demo mixed reality experience, that's the basic spec that you should be expecting. From the CPU side, the minimum laptop PC requirement starting from Intel Mobile Core i5 dual core with hyper-threading or AMD Mobile. We're still testing on the AMD Mobile spec. And for GPU, NVIDIA GTX 965M AMD RX 460 equivalent or greater DX12 capable GPU. And on the desktop side, we hope the, you know, the spec starting from Intel Desktop Core i3 with the same NVIDIA GTX 960 1050 equivalent or greater. And then for connectivity, if you're running on a 60 Hz HMD, you will need at least HDMI 1.4. And if you're running a 90 Hz HMD, you need at least HDMI 2.0 or DisplayPort. And for the RAM, that you need to have at least 8 gigabytes RAM. And also for the disk space, you need to allocate at least 10 gigabytes free space. And lastly, for the USB, you need to choose either USB Type-A or USB 3.1 Type-C port with display port alternative. And lastly is the display, the Bluetooth 4.0, leverage on 4.0 for the accessories. And moving on to holiday 2016, that's where we believe consumer will start buying more devices. And that's where we provide the minimum requirement for laptop and desktop. Pretty much similar, except the laptop PC upgrade to mobile Core i5 7th generation. And also the desktop is i3 7th generation again. And if you are using integrated Intel graphic card, you will need to allocate at least 8 gigabytes dual channel on the RAM for laptop PC and 8 gigabytes on the desktop PC side. So other than that, pretty much similar connectivity, hard disk, USB, and Bluetooth. And this is, I just gave out the minimum requirement for PC. And this is if you want to offer choice to a consumer that if they are running hardcore games, these are the area you can think about and make a differentiate in the market by providing, let's say, higher performance CPU, GPU, you know, moving from integrated graphic to discrete graphic to provide better graphic performance. Connectivity that you need to prepare to work with HDMI 2.0 DisplayPort 1.2 for 90 Hz or 120 Hz HMD for premium experience. The better, you know, throughput you are located to the HMD, the greater and smoother experience people would have. And also for the RAM that you need to move to dual channel DDR4 RAM for better graphic performance. And also on the disk side, SSD are recommended for premium responsiveness for data connection. And then USB that we recommend for USB 3.0, and also lastly, take advantage of Bluetooth 4.0. So that's pretty much the recommended PC spec.
Just now, you can see clearly, and its slides is being self-explanatory. This is a recommended minimum requirements. If you want to provide your consumers more options and choices for playing high-end games and hardcore gamers, and higher requirements, then you can consider some of the directions listed on this slide to upgrade the PC spec to provide consumer more choices.
So now I guess I will conclude my session. In this session, I hope I give you guys an overview on, you know, in terms of when we have Windows 10 mixed reality, what kind of experience you will be expecting on the platform. And we want to, you know, increase addressable market, and also want to by supporting universal application app to bring more content into Windows Store. And I hope through the demo you get a sense of, you know, why we are proud of our tracking technology and why we want to give the technology out for, you know, our hardware OEMs so that they can concentrate on the focus on the hardware design, and they don't need to worry about the algorithm to make sure that tracking is correctly. And that's very, very important for user experience. And also, we focused on the ease of setup so that one day, if PC mobility increases, you can actually move out of your room and, you know, free to use the devices anywhere. And lastly, we believe with all of you guys, Windows 10 Mixed Reality will be available on the widest range of devices in terms of, you know, all kinds of HMDs, and also on all kinds of PCs. We rely on you guys to give consumer more choices. And as a conclusion, that we believe mixed reality is the future of computing, and we do believe that will improve people's life. And we invite all of you guys to join us to create a better mixed reality world together. Thank you.